right now at NUSports.com. Game 7 of the World Series tonight. Dodgers hosting the Astros in the last game of the 2017 season. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers set to start this one, and pretty much everybody available to go out of the bullpen. Clayton Kershaw said he could throw 27 innings tonight if need be, and Justin Verlander, despite starting last night, has not been ruled out for this evening either. In hockey, the Blackhawks are at home tonight. They host Philadelphia on the west side. And in basketball, the Bulls are in Miami to face off with the Heat. Football, Bears practice today for the final time until Monday. They're off to enjoy their bye week. And in college hoops, the preseason AP poll is out. Northwestern number 19. First time ever the Cats have been in the preseason top 25. Top three are Duke, Michigan State, and Arizona. The Scores 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located at Fulton Market in Chicago. And if you're searching for a solution to the cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Kelly.
Kelly again, plenty of time, goes deep, and he's got a man. Lofton for the touchdown.
And a long pass. Lofton will dance into the end zone for a touchdown, 77 yards, beating Lemuel Stinson.
And the pass up the middle to Lofton is complete, and a first down at the 37. Doug Plank hit Lofton, but back before, the former Stanford star has a first down.
Did you see him kind of mess up Doug Plank's hair afterwards? The Bears put the blitz on. Everybody coming up the middle. Lofton concentrates on the ball, takes Plank's hit, and it was a tough one. Now stick with it, and you'll see him get up and tap Mr. Plank right in the head. Good, tough, hard-nosed football by James Lofton on this one.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Looking forward to a conversation with Hall of Famer James Lofton right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. You can check us out on Facebook Live as well. Watch the video stream there, brought to you by American Needle. 20% off Hawks, Socks, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Hyundai, where cars and SUVs are just better. And between now and 6 o'clock, we are going to give away a special pair of tickets to the Bernstein and Goff Show that features Terry Bors as we kick off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th. When you hear the Terry sound effect, the cue to call, just be caller 6 to the contest line. You'll win those tickets. I mentioned, read the book this morning, and it's really fun. And it's just, it's so perfectly Terry, the way it's written, the conversational tone in which it's written. It's like he's right there. And you hear all the odd noises, and you just smell the too much cologne, and everything's perfect.
The billfold spilling with singles, you know. Looking forward to November 15th.
James Lofton joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. He's on Twitter at Lofton80, the Hall of Famer, and he is of CBS Sports, so our compatriot is with us on the airwaves. James, hello.
How's it going, guys?
We're good. We're trying to figure out this crazy NFL. It seems a little bit crazier this year. I didn't expect the Bills to be this good. Did not expect the Raiders to be this bad. The Eagles seem like the best team in the NFC, and Seattle's getting back in their stride. What's been the overall theme for you, or the most surprising theme for you, the first 8-9 weeks or so?
Well, I think the thing that you just mentioned, I bet if we were to turn the clock back to November 1st every year, we'd be saying the same thing. There are about two or three teams that are overachieving, two or three teams that are underachieving, and we're trying to figure out, you know, who's going to really be in the Super Bowl, because we don't have the usual suspects who are really, really strong. And so I think when we don't get that, we often go, okay, well, what's really happening here? And we're trying to figure out. And it's still the type of season that once December rolls around, And the snow is on the ground, You kind of know, because teams start running out of time. You're down to 4 weeks, and you have to make that final move and that final push.
Do you know the right way to advise a wide receiver to make sure a catch process is completed? Because I thought I knew it for a while. I thought I had it. I thought I was on top of it.
Trust me, you do know it. What makes you question yourself is high definition, super slow motion. Because you're sitting in the stands. You've got great seats. You're sitting there with your buddies, and four of you guys are enjoying the game, and a guy on the far sideline catches the ball. You go, oh, we got first down. But all of a sudden, he caught the ball into the other team's kind of bench area, and a bunch of players were around them. And when they got up, they're all jumping up and down. Well, they can't intercept it because they're out of bounds. The ball slightly moved when he hit the ground. And to the naked eye, nobody sees it. The officials, who I think do an incredible job because of the scrutiny that they're under with what we put them under television, you know what a catch is, but it's 53 yards away at minimum, and maybe 100 yards away if you don't have the good seats.
So on balance, over the course of your career, and I don't know if you're one of these athletes that remembers every play they've ever run, you know, one of those guys.
Nope, not even close.
Okay, but some of these, like, you know, Larry Bird and Wayne Gretzky and these guys have these bizarre encyclopedic memories. But I'm just, do you think on balance, given the high def replay, would you have gained or lost more catches? Were there a lot of those that say, look, oh, I got it. Everybody knew you got it. But say, oh, boy, it's a good thing there's no replay because that thing was moving slightly. Or were there times they ruled it incomplete and you're like, dude, I caught that?
Well, our production crew this last week, we had Oakland at Buffalo. And so Steve McKee and Andy Goldberg, who are producer and director, kind of tongue-in-cheek, put together a graphic. I had caught 151 passes while I was a Buffalo Bill. Had the yardage, had the touchdowns, and zero drop passes. And at the very bottom in small print, according to James Lawson. So, you know, there were a few times when I didn't complete the process of the catch. I might have dropped it, picked it up off the ground, and handed it to the official. So, I don't know. There are some that I might not have caught, and there are a couple that I probably did catch. So, I think on everything, it kind of balances itself out.
It's not a perfect world in any situation, especially when you get deep into an NFL season, but how do you develop a quarterback? I mean, the times that you've seen it done or the things that you've heard about with young quarterbacks in the process, we're watching one right now with Mitchell Trubisky where a couple of weeks in a row he gets 11, then 7 passing attempts. Last week he got 32. He didn't look as efficient as you'd expect, but hey, he hasn't had that much football under his belt, whether it be collegially or on the professional level. What's the best way and how do you develop a quarterback from the inside?
Well, we keep hearing this phrase, you know, around draft time. Is he NFL ready? And Mitchell Trubisky was supposed to be the most NFL ready of all the quarterbacks coming out this year. Obviously, the one who's had the most success is Deshaun Watson. And I think people saw Deshaun Watson as this spread, highlight type of quarterback. And I remember talking to his quarterback coach from Clemson. And he said, I think what people do with Deshaun is they look at all the highlights. They don't look at all the plays. At his core, he's a pocket passer. And I've done a couple of Texan games this year, and he really is a pretty decent pocket passer. I've been out to practice. I've watched him at practice. And the way you develop them, obviously, is they have to have the skill set when you bring them in. And then you have to put some pretty good talent around them. And in terms of developing a guy, do you develop him slowly, or do you try and take some of the things that he did in college really well? Everybody's saying, well, everybody takes the, you know, in college, they're all in the shotgun. Well, last time I looked, Tom Brady's in the shotgun a lot. It doesn't, you know, impede what he's doing. You know, these guys are running around a lot. Well, you like a quarterback to be able to escape the pressure and move. And, you know, Russell Wilson's done that pretty good throughout the course of his career. Steve Young did it in his career, so it's been done before. Are guys going to be able to do the same thing that they did on Friday night in high school and Saturdays in college? Yeah, a little bit. They should be able to if they're good enough. And I think that's the key right there. It's not an exact science in drafting quarterbacks. Are the guys going to be good enough? you're not really sure. Are they going to put in enough time? You're not really sure. You think that they are. You think that they're all going to be the face of the franchise and everything that you want, but sometimes they come up a little bit short.
How much do you coddle a guy like that in terms of the personalities that you're going to put on offense with him? Does he have to establish his leadership position?
What makes you think you coddle him at all?
Well, you know, because we had the Martavis Bryant talk in this city and the Josh Gordon talk. And
I thought you were talking about quarterbacks. So now you're just moving to everybody, right?
Well, I'm talking about the guys that you put around him and put in that huddle in terms of the personalities that he'll have to deal with.
Yeah, he's probably been the guy as the quarterback on his high school team and on his college team. And then all of a sudden he's going to get to the pros, and he's got this stud wide receiver who he's been the guy all the time. And somehow you have to make them realize that they're each other's guy. And I think that's the critical thing. Every receiver should realize the quarterback's not trying to make you look bad. He didn't want to take the sack and get knocked down and fumble the ball when you were wide open on the side of the field that he wasn't looking at. And I think it's really important for the coaches to hammer that message home every day that we're a team. We're trying to do what's best for the team, and that's everybody. And, you know, some guys get a little short-sighted. They want to get traded. They're me-first guys. And sometimes you let them find out where the door is.
Bengals and Jaguars this weekend for James Lofton and his crew. Who are you most excited to see in that game?
Yeah, I kind of want to see Andy Dalton. Here's a guy who won, when they go to the playoffs, 4 or 5 years in a row, and, you know, the red rifle, up-and-coming quarterback, and I still think that he'd have something. And I just want to see them play against a really, really good defense and see what A.J. Green and Brandon LaFell and Joe Mixon and those guys can do against a good defense in some good weather. They had bad weather last week, ball slippery, field slippery, all that. Let's see what they can do on, you know, a nice, bright, sunshiny day.
Yeah, you're probably the only person in Cincinnati that wants to see Andy Dalton play football anymore, James, so I appreciate you on that level.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
What just happened there?
Whatever. I'm not going to pick it up. We can be awkward together. I'll stare you down through the microphone. He heard me.
Was waiting for John Madden to pipe in there.
Well, something happened.
Yeah, I just figured I was going to lay out and let that sit there.
From his Trubisky NFL-ready comments to that, I'm good. I think I handle myself accordingly. Nobody want to see no damn Andy Dalton play football. What the hell is he talking about? I mean, let's keep it funky. Everybody's listening. Leonard Fournette on the field, the Jags defense, AJ Green, everybody in their damn mind wants to see no Andy Dalton play football. Get your ass out of here. You heard me. You can not respond all you want. Get your ass out of here. I'm not going to play it around like that. Like nobody else was thinking that, huh? Nobody else is like, what the hell is he talking about? Nobody wants. Andy Dalton's family don't even want to see Andy Dalton play football.
You saw me shake my head.
Yeah, I do.
Let the record show for those that are watching at watch670thescore.com. They kind of saw me go, no. No.
What happens, man? I'm paid to give my opinion. That was my opinion on that. Anybody want to see no damn Andy Dalton play football? Stop you lying. Stop lying.
Why are you always lying?
Oh, man. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Another incredibly awkward moment with a guest because of me. That's cool.
That's fine.
No, I'm just saying. I wasn't going to pick him up either. I'm going to be like, ha-ha, hey. You didn't get my joke there, James?
Fake radio laugh.
Nah, yeah. Beat it, yeah. And then the best is when you say goodbye. He's like, all right, catch you later. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry, Shep, if I ruined our James Lofton conversation or connection. Not the conversation, but the connection. I'm sure he'll be scratching this show off the list when he does his next go.
Not available for afternoons in Chicago anymore. God,
that's fine, dude. Trubisky's the most NFL-ready.
Next time he's on, like, a Browns whatever bum team.
Yeah, can't wait. I can't wait to see Joel Batonio play guard for the Browns. Get out of here.
Well, that reminds me of the time that that Ron Jaworski started a broadcast by saying, I'm excited to see Tyler Palko. And I thought, he's high. Oh. Like something, he's someone injected him with something. If he's actually excited, no one was excited to see Tyler Palko.
Look at these dudes on the text line. What? I'm pretty sure Lofton won't be on the show again. Unprofessional, Jason. Is it unprofessional or me saying, hey, James, cut it out. Nobody's excited to see Andy Dalton play football.
You guys can call me crazy, but I'm excited about Tyler Palko tonight.
That was said on a national broadcast.
You are crazy.
Tyler Palko. And don't call me Shirley.
You guys can call me crazy.
Oh, God. I cannot wait for tomorrow's rejoin now. I'm just thinking about the songs and the drops. Dude, he let it hang, too. I'm like, all right, I'll sit right here with you. Who you want to play this game of chicken? I got all day.
Stare at each other down at tumbleweeds.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Skidding that smoke wagon.
He's pretty doggone beat up right now. I mean, he has, you know, fractured ankles, coming off surgery, and, you know, and with that age and everything, like you say, it's close to the beginning of the end.
But how about the Jen Sturger controversy and the pictures and the texts?
I don't know anything about that.
Sure you don't.
Right.
Sure you don't. Cut it out.
Come on now.
That's that. But you know what that is? That's guys going on every station in the country and everybody doing that. I'm looking forward to seeing Andy Dalton play football too. No, you're not. If we were sitting at a bar and me and James Lofton were talking about the Jaguars-Bengals game, he'd probably say, you know who ain't bleep? That damn quarterback from the Cincinnati Bengals. But instead, he has to...
James Lofton just sits silently at the bar next to you.
Right, stares at you. Hey, James, would you like a shot? James, how about a beer?
Hello?
James, you nacho? Anything? You need anything over there, James? I love these people. They're so angry. Jason, you are such an ass. You are such a disrespectful, inconsiderate ass. You are a moron and an idiot. You are a disgrace! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. You and Andy Dalton kiss my ass. How about that? Check still cash. You clowns. Like, what are we doing here? You don't feel uncomfortable when someone says something like that? And you're like, ooh, what? I wasn't thinking that at all.
I don't think that's right.
I think you're wrong, James. I don't think that's what you're looking forward to. All right. Okay. We'll talk to Adam Kramer in about 24, 25 minutes or so. Man, man, man. I know somebody on this production team and on this show who is very happy about last night, because a certain person's Notre Dame Fighting Irish are ranked number 3 overall. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. I love my Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
There it is. Tanny actually joked about it a couple days ago. He's like, you know what? I'm going to jump in right.
Tanny's
right
back. You know the fall's going well.
Oh, yeah. Right around week 10 or so, when the bandwagon's nice and full. Yeah, so we'll talk to Adam Kramer about everything that CFP revealed to us in their top 4.
This segment was brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. Well, that was awesome.
He's Dan Bernstein.
312-644-6767.
I think I'm Jason Goff.
67. I'm excited to listen to you do radio.
Oh, no, I'm not. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Let me say it once again. We've got the two best words in sports. Game 7, 8:20 p.m. Eastern from Dodger Stadium. It has been said before. It needs to be said one last time. This series deserved a 7th game. We know about the starters. Lance McCullers Jr. versus Yu Darvish. I like that matchup. But we know it's all hands on deck. We know anybody who can go probably will go. And the only thing better than an ace coming out of the bullpen in Game 7 of the World Series is if the greatest pitcher of a generation comes out of the bullpen in Game 7. 7 of the World Series. Clayton Kershaw, available in the bullpen. And if you tell me you don't want to see Kershaw coming out of the pen with everything on the line, you are a liar. This series deserves a Game 7, and it deserves Kershaw coming out of the pen with a title on the line. Baseball started nearly 9 months ago, and it ends tonight. Let's do this. I'm Jim Rome.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm wants you to fall asleep faster. So what they have is the fall asleep sale because it's fall. The holidays are coming up and you have a chance to on a special deal here.
Mm-hmm.
If you gift yourself with a new iSeries mattress, you'll get another mattress 50% off. And there are so many other deals. There's almost too many to count.
And you shouldn't wait any longer. You should come in today and find your perfect mattress. And then you lie on it and you say, you know what?
Lying on the mattress is good.
This is a perfect.
You don't want to like lick it. You don't want to rub it on your face or anything like that.
You actually want to lie on it and say, hey, this is a perfect mattress.
It's a good plan.
And then you don't have to pay a cent of interest because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. You know how long that is, Dan?
It's five years.
No, but in months.
I don't do math.
That's 60 entire months of sleeping interest-free.
That's a lot of months.
Yes, it is. It's 60 of them. You can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get a new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice. It's Black Ice for just $41 a month for 60 months. 5 years. 60 months. 60 months equals 5 years.
I'll forget that. Go with a classic when you find a Hampton and Roads Pillow Top Queen mattress. Those start at $199.99. There's over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. You know the mattress firm near you or the other mattress firm near you. Go in there, check it out, and enjoy the fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Say
thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Funded and compliance with state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. Dan, there's someone who wants to have speaks with me, I believe.
Okay, well, let's do this then. We're here for everybody. In Madison, this is Brad. He's on The Score. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys.
What up, Brad? How you doing, buddy?
13 minutes on hold. You must have really thought I was going to hang up, but... You know, it's a 30-minute commute for me to get home, so I have nothing but time on my hands.
Why would we think you'd hang up? 13 minutes is not a long time on hold.
And you weren't on hold for 13 minutes because the interview was over at 3:14. But go ahead.
Well, my phone says that, so I guess it's just clicking away one second after another.
What's up, Brad?
Anyway,
what do you need?
Well, we can put you back on hold and let you run up your phone time if you want.
It makes no difference. Hey, guys.
It makes no difference?
That I did. I also thought that you were... pretty unprofessional and a jerk.
How so?
If you guys want to treat callers that way, because most of the guys who call into your show are drunk anyway, that's who the screener typically gets through, so they're an easy target for you guys to pick on and make fun of and whatever else. But, he was the guy that I really want to hear when I listened to your show.
You did.
The entire interview took place. He was
exactly.
Ready to go.
And then what did you say? Oh, you ain't calling back because I treated him like a jerk. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that at all.
He didn't say that.
Brad, what's really wrong here? Tell me, the longer you laugh,
the more uncomfortable it got from me listening,
I don't care about you, though, Brad. That's the thing.
I don't care about Brad.
Stop talking for a second.
Brad, stop talking for a second.
No calls really get screened out if you've ever listened to the show.
Anybody who calls pretty much gets on.
So, Brad, you want me to say something to callers that I wouldn't say to a guest?
No.
That's how you started your call.
And let me ask you this, Brad. Do you want to watch Andy Dalton play?
Well, as a professional...
Answer the question. Do you want to watch Andy Dalton play, yes or no?
when the game is Cincinnati against the Jaguars.
Oh, here we go.
Between the Jaguars.
Do you?
There we go. The fact that it's that hard to say yes, Brad, yeah, you agree with me.
Yeah, you can't bring yourself to say yes because nobody wants to watch Andy Dalton play. The other thing I would ask you, do you want pandering or do you want the truth?
Brad, here's the other thing. He said the first name
that came out of his mouth of the out of the 94 men that will be on that field that are active to play.
Here, he just hung up, let the record show.
Of course, because he's a punk. The first name that came out of his mouth was Andy Dalton. I made a joke that nobody wants to watch Andy Dalton play, and he let it hang. That's fine. That's fine. If he thinks that people want to hear him say he wants to watch Andy Dalton play, I don't begrudge him that. I just gave my opinion at the end of it, and I will apologize to you or nobody else that thinks that it's an issue. Seriously, it's not that big a deal. And for all the people who are like, I've had enough of this show, you'll be back. You're lying.
You're back already.
Yeah. I'm not about to sit here. The person that would sit here and pander to you and not be who they are on the air, that they are off the air, you can find those people.
There's places to go to get that. If you want,
it's a very large station.
You
can find those people all the time.
There is a station full of people who will
enjoy that.
Put on an act on the air and be completely different off the air and have a different set of opinions off the air.
If you don't like me, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to stop being me. It's very simple. When someone says something, sometimes I turn my microphone. If you watch on Facebook Live, sometimes I turn my microphone on because I am scared of the thing that is about to fly out of my mouth.
You see this red light here?
I turn the microphone off and go, you know what? I'll step back from this one. In this instance, nobody wants to watch Andy Dalton play with Leonard Fournette on the field, with Calais Campbell on the field, with A.J. Green on the field, with Vontaze Burfict on the field, with Geno Atkins on the field. So, yes, I thought it was a funny little moment. Brad, if you are that touched by it, my friend, you've got to lower your bar of disrespect, because that's what you called up and said that happened on these airwaves just now, was disrespect and unprofessional. You know what? As far as being unprofessional, I'm sure I've had my moments, but I like where I'm at on the professional side of things. 16 years now. Very proud of it. Thank you for your call, Brad.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Every team has its story. Don't miss a moment with unrivaled Bears coverage from the Chicago Tribune. Visit chicagotribune.com/bearsunrivaled to get a free Bears t-shirt and commemorative poster with subscription. Hello, I'm Zach Zedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
We watched all the passes this week, all the red zone, all the two-minute, all play action, every single pass that we've had this year, and just how we can get better, how we can get higher completion percentage, and just be more efficient all the way around.
Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky using the bye week to learn about himself.
A lot of the completions were throwaways, but we could just be high percentage in those areas and then continue to be better on third down. But we've been pretty good in the drop back, and we just need to continue to be better in the red area to finish with points.
And as for those end of game situations,
the 2-minute trifecta, so just coming out with a positive drive starter, no negative plays, and then have an explosive play, and then usually that results in good points.
Then there's this:
when my feet are right and my eyes are right, I'm on the money. And then, but when I change up or do the wrong footwork, or my base isn't good because the rush and the pocket, that's usually when the inaccuracies come. So just continue to work on my base and my footwork and doing the right drops and have my eyes in the right spot, and then usually on the money.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale right now at nusports.com. The final game of the 2017 baseball season will be played tonight in Los Angeles. Dodgers hosting the Astros in Game 7 of the World Series. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers the starting pitchers, but all hands on deck. Clayton Kershaw available, and Justin Verlander hasn't been ruled out either despite starting yesterday's game. In town tonight, the Blackhawks host Philadelphia at the United Center. Hawks trying to avoid their fourth straight loss. And down in Florida, the Bulls are on the road to take on the Miami Heat. Football, the Bears practice today for the last time until Monday. Players and coaches enjoying their bye week. And in college hoops, Northwestern number 19 in the preseason AP Top 25 poll. First time ever the Cats have been in the preseason Top 25. Terry Bors is back and will be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show November 15th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as the Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. To pre-order your copy of A Score of a Lifetime, visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. And the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow is up 57 points. The NASDAQ is down 11 points. And the S&P is up 4 points. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water?
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
It's DRF, the water experts.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Hope you have dried yourself off of all your feelings and hopes and dreams about what sports radio should be. The new sheriff in town. His name is Reggie Hammond.
This tweet from Bill in Capitol Hill. Such blatant disrespect for Andy Dalton. I would call, but my mouth is full of Papa John's and racism.
Oh, my God. These soft asses, man. What's going on out here?
Crazy.
That really touched people in the way. I thought it was a funny moment.
I did, too. I love little radio moments,
dude,
like that.
Because you know what actually happened in my head?
People just can't wait for a reason to feel something they don't really feel.
Well, they've been feeling it for a while. They just look for different vessels, and now the Andy
Dalton.
Yeah, because
you almost turned Brad. It's like, hey, yeah, Brad, why are you really? Because that's a guy who listens because he hates you.
You know what's real. Yeah, exactly. Right. There's already a section of people who are not going to like me for whatever reason. That's cool. I can't do anything for those people. If I became what those people wanted me to become, then they would hate me for being phony. So I'm gonna be myself. But I gotta be honest with you. When it happened, and he didn't say anything, like I froze a little bit too. I was like, well, I'm not gonna rescue this because this dude just said something that nobody else would say. And it's okay. James Lofton is cool. If he wants to come on the show again, I'd love to have him. If he doesn't want to come on the show again, that's fine too. I've never begged a guest to come on this show. I'm not gonna start now. It's okay.
What you've done now, look what the consequences are.
Right. We've got you know, what is it, EMP scares and all these other things going on in this country.
But there's a million ways for him to answer that though, or to reply at least. Sure, like, he struggled, but he showed something.
Yeah, it's fine.
First guy he thought of was Andy Dalton.
That's the joke. Right. That's the funny thing about it. I Leonard agree. Fournette is going to be on that field.
In Munster, Indiana, Tiffany, you're on WSCR.
Hello, Tiffany. How you doing?
I literally cracked up when you made that comment, and especially just the pause after that. I don't know why people are getting so sensitive. They don't watch they don't listen for the professionalism that they're apparently looking for. Entertainment.
I'm never going to be that guy for him, Tiffany. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I'm never going to be that guy for you. There are going to be times when I say things that are poignant. There are going to be times when I say things that are outlandish and idiotic. You know why? Because all those things are in me at once.
And none of them matter.
Right. At 6:01, when I go to the daycare to pick up my lady and my guy, none of this matters. We're all just having a good time. Brad Madison has been mad for a very long time now, probably for about 2.5 years. And he finally got his chance to let me know. That's all it is. It's all good. And you got a couple of guys on Twitter who are fine. This is why I don't like golf. That's fine.
What is why?
This is fine. This guy, Brooklyn resident, who, by the way, has an avatar of Jason Hayward in a Cardinals uniform. So he's Brooklyn resident, but he's got an avatar of Jason Hayward in a Cardinals uniform saying, you're a tryhard. You're a big loser and a gigantic tryhard. Remember when you completely flopped in Atlanta and got lucky with Terry retiring? Yes, because they're just handing these jobs out. That's what I did. I got lucky. This is the
fact that something stupid that happened for 30 seconds
of radio
all
this stuff
becomes,
out. Yeah.
Brings these people out as if it's some sort of...
Come on out.
Schism in the time-space continuum. That's a referendum.
I'm smiling in your rain of arrows. Everything is going to be okay for me tonight. Everything.
Adam Kramer is going to talk college football.
Hell, everything's
going to
be okay next segment.
Next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on the Score.
Former head of officiating Mike Pereira. Are you satisfied with the NFL's explanation on the Zach Miller ruling?
No, not at all. I'm not only not satisfied with their explanation, but I'm concerned at the direction that they are going in replay.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Possible.
Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. Jenny, a young professional, was being relocated for work, but her property was underwater and she didn't know what to do. Amy helped her understand the short sale deed in lieu of foreclosure and coming to the table with the difference and renting. She felt most comfortable renting the property, and Amy found her a fantastic tenant who signed a 2-year lease. And if you know anything about renting properties, it's hard to get people to sign 2-year leases these days. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at Amy Will Sell.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Nation.
Dales, Staples, it's pro time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Kramer.
Adam Kramer.
First slammed to the ground by Derwin James.
What a valuable asset Derwin James will be this year for this defense.
College football writer for Bleacher Report.
As it fakes the spike.
Follow him on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs.
Josh Adams.
Big opening Adams. Oh, he hit another home run. Adams on the run again. Another huge touchdown in this special season for Adams.
Adam Kramer with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh, yeah. Big things are happening in college football. It's time for us to chop it up with Adam Kramer right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. I cannot wait to talk about the announcements last night that won't matter 4 or 5 weeks from now.
You don't think so?
Now, if you look at the history of the CFP.
Yeah, Pete Futek usually talks about that, too. Yeah. So we will find out.
The first one really doesn't matter.
From the man who is, indeed, on Twitter, at Kegs and Eggs. He is a Bleacher Report, and he knows all about college football. Joining us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So, Adam Kramer, does that list, do those rankings tell us anything about likelihoods, anything about the quality of those teams that we didn't already know?
Individual teams, probably not. But this can, to me, you know, and this is why I enjoy this stupid release show, which means very little other than it gets, people get real mad about it in terms of every single week. But what it does tell me, just like a grand takeaway, you look at two undefeated teams in Wisconsin and Miami getting disrespected, so to speak, by being in the bottom half of the top 10. And one of the products, I think, of the new playoff system that I love, that is somewhat seamlessly gone unspoken, is the fact that they are living up to it and really rewarding you for scheduling up, for going out of your conference, specifically maybe playing a home-and-home series. You look at Oklahoma, Ohio State, you look at Georgia, Notre Dame. Those teams, at least right now, are going to be rewarded. So what does this mean? Not much, but it does tell us that those specific games, those wins and losses, are going to factor in huge when this thing actually becomes final here in a few weeks.
Among the 12 teams to be ranked in the initial top four since the playoff system started, only five went on to actually make the playoffs.
Wow.
If you were the head of this thing, Adam Kramer, what would your top four look like and why?
Actually, I would have had it very similar. I would have had that same thing. I do like the fact that Georgia is number one because they've looked the best. They've played one of the better schedules. That Notre Dame win on the road is huge. Alabama at two. The schedule has sort of been very meh. I mean, Alabama is Alabama, and I think they get the benefit of the doubt, and deservingly so, because of who they are. But in terms of who they've played and really who they will play, they're 21.5-point favorites this week against LSU, Auburn, Mississippi State. Their biggest game is Georgia. So those two at some point, or if this continues to trend well, will go that way. I would have Notre Dame at number three. They've looked great. I know people have tried to pick apart the schedule. Michigan State, I still think, is a good one, even if it loses a little luster with the loss to Northwestern. And as much as we talk about good wins, good losses help you a lot. Not getting blown out, playing tough against tough teams help well. I think the trickiest thing for me is that four spot. Clemson, to me, seems like a natural fit. You know, you take into consideration the fact that your starting quarterback was basically knocked out of your only loss in Syracuse. That does matter in these conversations. Their resume in terms of top 25 wins is still really good. So that's how I'd have it. And then after that, it's sort of a smorgasbord. Ohio State, certainly. Penn State, Oklahoma, with that Ohio State win, is going to be large. It's a huge game this week, I think, for both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State outside of the top 10, trying to work their way back in.
I was going to ask about the significance of the comeback for Ohio State against Penn State. I mean, that was just an all-timer, and especially, at least for those of us who vote for the Heisman, now JT Barrett is right there under consideration and doing it on the same field as the guy who's still, at least in my book, is still hanging on to that top spot in Saquon Barkley, but not quite as strongly as he perhaps once was.
I'm with you 100%. Barkley would probably still be my guy. You look at JT Barrett's numbers, though. He's got like 30 touchdowns and one interception. I mean, like, somewhat quietly, he's putting together this like miraculous year, but I think beyond the numbers in that game, I did not know JT Barrett had that in him, because the JT Barrett that we saw against Oklahoma and in big key moments against good defenses has not been able to throw the ball downfield. He has not been in rhythm. is not accurate. That was a completely different guy. And really, since the Oklahoma game, when you look at his numbers and his performance, he's played exceedingly well. So for him to come up, I think he was completed his last 16 throws, 13 for 13 in the fourth quarter for like a .170. That was a Heisman performance. And we've talked about it here. Bryce Love missing a game, that you could argue could help or hurt him because Stanford was so bad that maybe you take away from that, like, oh my goodness, this guy is that important. Barkley is great, but again, that takes a little bit of the shine off it, despite the fact that he scored 2 touchdowns and was all right. It's still a quarterback award. It's still an award that people will vote for. They'll take in the account that he's a senior. They'll make it a lifetime achievement. However you want to label it, certainly he emerged as a strong contender on Saturday.
Who are the teams that should be upset that they're not a little bit higher? You mentioned Wisconsin. You mentioned Miami. Miami keeps winning, and I keep waiting for them to be the Miami that I see quarter to quarter. But who else is out there that may have a little bit of a gripe?
You know, group of five teams just get consistently hosed in this thing. Central Florida, to me, you know, you could label it as a win that they're in the top 20. They look like a top 10 team to me, like a fringe top 10 team to me. And so if you're a group of five team, like a Memphis, you know, a South Florida, a Central Florida, those to me are the biggest of this new playoff system, because so much emphasis is put on those big games. And again, it's a good thing because I think it will generate more meaningful matchups. But without a doubt, the little guy has suffered. And that's why you've heard conversations of these non-Power 5 teams maybe kind of coming up with their own playoff system, because there's an impossibility here. If you've not watched Central Florida, and I think we'll talk and watch them a little bit more now that Scott Frost, their head coach, is going to be – he's a favorite right now to get the Florida job. He's going to be rumored to Nebraska. Maybe they get some love. But I think the one thing that has been frustrating is there's good football played outside these major conferences, and yet for the most part, unless you have one of those marquee wins, and last year that Houston team under Tom Herman, they beat Oklahoma in the opener, they ended up beating Louisville. Like, that was the recipe for maybe one of those teams to get into the mix there, and they ended up having some losses. It's tough sledding for those teams because they're never going to inch up high enough to garner real consideration for one of those top four spots unless they get somebody on the schedule that warrants it.
Adam, you mentioned the Florida opening, and I'm looking at what we continue to see, what I like to think of as the Nick Saban Alabama hegemon effect, and that is job turnover in that conference. You know, Brett Bielema and Kevin Sumlin, and you know, certainly the Tennessee job. I was just going to say that any number of these jobs can come open, and we always wonder who's next. But at some point, somebody has to be the Burger King to the McDonald's. Somebody has to be the Avis to somebody else's Hertz, the Pepsi to Coke, where you're still going to be fine. And it's not necessarily a zero-sum game. When and how, in any way, is it possible for it to be okay to not be Nick Saban?
That's a great point. You've had 24 changes in the SEC since he was named coach at Alabama, 24. And you think of the programs now that are probably going to have a change. And there's going to be a bunch in the SEC and some still up for grabs. Tennessee boosters, the people who are helping make these decisions or at least fund these decisions, their minds think that Tennessee is still a team that should contend nationally. And it's, I guess in some ways for some of these programs, it's hard to argue with. You look at the change Georgia made to bring in Nick Saban 2.0 and Kirby Smart, which looks like it's working out. There's a lot of great coaches out there, tons of coaches. You've got a ton of resources if you're in the SEC, but there's not enough wins to go around. And that's kind of the interesting thing about this cycle. If you're Arkansas, yeah, you shouldn't be this bad. But realistically, what is a good season for you? What is a good season for Tennessee these days? It's not going to be 11 wins every year, 8, 9, 10 wins. So unquestionably, he set the expectations unfairly high. And look, maybe Georgia has found the guy that can compete for it. Nick Saban has openly said Georgia was the one program that scared him because of Atlanta, because they could recruit that state. That's the one that I think realistically might have it going on. Everybody else, it's unrealistic. It's hopeful thinking, and you're seeing coaches cycle in, cycle out. McElwain was, what, 2.5 years? And that's it. You can tell early on pretty much if it's going to go well. And for the majority of these SEC schools, and I think you will have four or five openings here, they're going to keep thinking and swinging until like they think they found that guy.
Every year that Notre Dame is good, we have this, should they be in a conference conversation? I feel like it's helped them and hurt the rest of college football that they're not in one this year, because if they make it into that top four, the Big 12 is sitting there like, hey, all you did was want us to get a damn championship game, and now we can't slide in there with the winner of that championship game. How do you think that the rest of college football and those Power 5 conferences are going to look at it if Notre Dame goes on a run over the next couple of years?
Well, we had Oklahoma a few years ago with this. They didn't have a conference championship game. They finished up their season, and they were in. Week off, feet up on the couch, and they knew they were in. So the conference debate, I know they tried to pull data on what happened with the Big 12 to kind of equate it to what Notre Dame would be. And it's hard to know. It helps Notre Dame that their strength of schedule is as strong as it is. But I do think having that extra game is a big deal. Now, of course, it depends who you play. In the Big Ten, it's probably going to be whoever comes out of each of those conferences. It will be a significant favorite. But look, they're looking for the four best teams. I think the committee made it clear last year that games and other checkpoints of this thing be darned, they're looking for the four best teams. And the business side of Notre Dame absolutely factors into this. This isn't like BYU with an off. You know what I mean? This isn't right. Somebody with an off week. This is Notre Dame. So if you can get Notre Dame in the playoff, you probably will, especially a Notre Dame team that has a really difficult schedule. So that is one of the interesting talking points. And if you're the Big 12 this year and you have your playoff game, and say that's Oklahoma going up against a two-loss Oklahoma State or TCU team and you lose, it may knock you out. Ultimately, I don't see it one way or another. I think each year is going to be a little bit different.
Adam, thanks. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
That is Adam Kramer at Kegs and Eggs on Twitter, brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but a flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. Don't go anywhere. Matt Miller is next. More football on the Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations. And
patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I love talking football with Matt Miller, and that's why we are going to do it in just a bit. We got our little college hit. We can do some pro stuff, some scouting stuff with Matt Miller. He had to reschedule because of things going on, but we're pretty football-y in the next little bit with Matt Miller. And then Hub is going to be yours at 5 o'clock today. So have some good calls for Hub.